After the Bay County area received some unfavorable attention in the national spotlight for bad spring breaker behavior years ago, there was a big move to increase patrols and crack down on alcohol at the beach. That was in 2014. Now, 3 years later, Bay County Commissioner Griff Griffith says spring break at Panama City Beach is now practically non-existent.
I'm hopeful after this year we'll quit saying spring break because it is essentially dead. Those years in the past are over, and we need to have the community wrap their head around that. Those days are done.
Still, Bay County Sheriff Tommy Ford is taking precautions and asked commissioners for up to $140,000 for extra beach patrols, just in case. And Commissioner Guy Tunnell, a former police chief and sheriff, says it's better to be safe than sorry.
My experience has been it's a lot easier to plan ahead than trying to catch up midstream. We've seen that happen in the past when the resources were not there for law enforcement to do their job the way they needed to do it. We don't need some of the problems we've had in the past that gave us some national notoriety.
Other sheriffs are anticipating lower rowdy crowds, like Walton County Sheriff Mike Atkinson.
You know, 5 years ago, we were looking at probably, you know, close to 1,000 arrests. We went to a zero tolerance policy. And the next year we were down to 700. Year after that we were down to 500. Last year 300, which we think is excellent. We think that's manageable. The crowds were much better.
And as part of Walton County's zero tolerance policy, deputies are no longer holding and releasing spring breaker offenders via a satellite sheriff station near the beach.
What happened is the first year we used to release them right there, and we found out they were all waving, placing on Facebook, "Look at me, this is big, no big deal. Mommy and Daddy will pay the fine." And we said, well, that's not really the deterrent we were looking for. So now we take them all the way to the county jail. Now, we don't put them back in the pods with hardened murderers, anything like that. But what we do is tie them up for hours so that somebody has to come get them, somebody has to deal with it. And it has a deterrent effect of slowing them down.
And Okaloosa County Sheriff Larry Ashley says he's taking a similar approach, especially as it relates to underage drinking.
Since the Panama City Beach and Bay County issues of a couple years ago with the sexual assaults and the fights and the guns and the shootings and the underage drinking, Bay County, Walton County, Okaloosa County, Santa Rosa County, we've all have really toughened up and had a zero tolerance approach towards underage drinking.
Ashley says overall the sheriffs have one goal in mind.
We just want people to be safe, and that's the key. Is we're one of the largest tourist attractions in the state of Florida. And we want people to come and enjoy our community. We just want to do it safely and lawfully.
Spring break, which usually occurs during March, is expected to run through mid-April. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.